Let's go to Biarritz in France next. That's where this weekend's G7 summit is taking place. That's the leaders of the US, the EU, Canada, Japan, Germany, France and the UK. Our correspondent Sean Whelan is there too. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Gavin.
What's on the agenda?
Lots on the agenda, all of it summarised as fighting against inequalities. This is the theme that the French, and particularly the French President Macron, have chosen for this G7 gathering of the seven, richest industrialised democracies in the world. Their efforts, they come together every year to try and nudge along the international agenda. So what President Macron has done is lump it all under this theme of combating inequality, and that ranges from climate change inequality, saving the oceans, digital transformation, as well as conventional, thinking on equality, things like equality between men and women and equality between the rich world and the developed world. So we'll be having a number of African countries, for example, coming along, attending the meeting and helping to move the international agenda along.
What are relations like between the leaders?
Well, they're like what they usually are in these times of Trump, I guess. It's looking pretty much like Donald Trump versus the rest. I mean, inevitably there are frictions between the different groups, otherwise they wouldn't be separate countries. But in general, we've seen a lot more disruptive behavior over the past couple of years from President Trump. Last year, for example, he refused to sign the final communique of these summits, which has been a tradition going right back to the start of the G7 in 1975. The previous year, he'd announced his intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Change Accords at a G7 summit, disrupting the whole thing. This year, President Macron is breaking with the old traditions. He's not bothering with a final communique, so at least we know nobody can refuse to sign the final communique. They're hoping to get through it without any kind of breaches or disruptions, but you just never know. There's some suggestions, for example, that emanating from Washington last night, that President Trump is going to make an announcement saying he wants to have a post-Brexit trade deal with the United Kingdom. In and of itself, doesn't mean terribly much, but in the context of a meeting of the G7 hosted by one of the leading powers of the European Union, it would be seen as a somewhat provocative act.
Would Brexit be discussed?
Well, it's not on that formal agenda, but inevitably it's enters into the realms of foreign affairs. And also, wherever two or more politicians are gathered, Brexit is discussed, whether you want to or not. Also, bear in mind that the European Union is part of the G7. It's kind of the sort of hidden figure, if you like, in the G7, but it's there. Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, is attending all of the meetings here in Biarritz. He's got a bilateral meeting scheduled with Boris Johnson on Sunday morning, and I guess you could see that as the continuation of the discussions that Mr. Johnson has been having in Berlin and Paris this week. This will be a first formal contact between the new British Prime Minister and the President of the European Council. And yes, of course, they're going to talk about Brexit. They've said they're going to talk about other things as well, but Brexit, of course, is going to be discussed by Mr. Johnson there. And inevitably, it is going to crop up, we suspect, in some of the press statements later in the course of the summit.
And we heard in the headlines earlier that climate change, and particularly what's happening in Brazil and across South America at the moment, is likely to come up as well. President Macron talking about the world's house burning at the moment.
Yeah, and very much focusing on Brazil and the government there, led by Mr. Bolsonaro. Again, the Taoiseach also saying Ireland wouldn't vote for the Mercosur trade deal if the situation carries on there, with some 9,500 forest fires burning away large parts of the forest base in Brazil. It is one of the leading problems of our time. The French have taken a very strong leadership position. We, of course, have the Paris Climate Accords, but we also, as we said, saw 2 years ago at a G7 meeting where President Trump said, well, this climate accord, I'm not going along with it. So, we'll have to see what happens on that. It is a very, very major part of the agenda here. There are a lot of international organizations coming. There's also going to be protests, of course, some climate change activists are having a protest on the Spanish-French border, which is 30 kilometres south from here, along with members of the Gilets Jaunes, the Yellow Jacket protest movement that's been going on here in France for the past year, and also Basque nationalists. We are in the Basque country, after all, so you're going to get this coalition of protesters. But climate change, anti-climate change protesters will be to the fore amongst that group.
Sean, thank you. That's our correspondent, Sean Whelan, at the G7 summit in Biarritz.